It is often reported that the Gulf of Maine's waters are warming faster than 99% of the largest saltwater bodies on the planet. But scientists will tell you the trend can be volatile. This year, for instance, surface water temperatures in the Gulf have been the coolest since 2008. That may be providing some relief for some of the Gulf's historic species. But as Fred Bever reports, ongoing climate change means their long-term prospects are still uncertain.
Lobsterman Seth Duby fishes 400 traps from his boat, the Allison Nicole, out of Camp Ellis in Saco.
Off and on most of my life. My father did it, my grandfather, and now me, and hopefully my boy.
This has been a good decade for Duby and the rest of Maine's lobster fleet, with record catches most years since 2010. But this year, the beginning of the big summer harvest, when lobsters molt, shedding their old hard shells to reveal new soft shells, was slow. Lobstermen and some scientists associate that with cooler water temperatures earlier this year.
And it's still not all that great. I mean, it's all right fishing, but it hasn't been no record breaker, that's for sure. Price has stayed up pretty good.
Some lobstermen say they are beginning to see some improvement in the harvest this month, reminiscent of what was traditionally called the school bus shed, because it comes on just when the academic year begins. And that kind of reversion to historic ecosystem timing is being seen elsewhere in the Gulf.
This is the most normal, the most average year that we've had in a really, really long time.
Andrew Pershing is chief scientific officer at the Gulf of Maine Research Institute in Portland. He's the one who first marshaled the data showing that warming in the Gulf was outpacing the rest of the world's oceans. But so far this year, he says, the Gulf's water temperatures are the coolest since 2008.
The surface temperatures in the ocean have really closely tracked basically the 30-year average conditions.
It's a contrast to the rest of this decade, particularly 2012, when water temperatures ran almost 4 degrees above the historic mean through most of the year. Pershing says marine heat waves like that are becoming more frequent as climate change drives shifts in global currents, pushing more warm water and less cold into the Gulf of Maine.
We've seen the Gulf Stream shift further north. The Nova Scotia Labrador current is weaker. Right. And so that kind of allows this warm water to sort of pool and build up and really push on our region.
In the most extreme warm periods, marine ecosystems in the Gulf are disrupted. Harmful algae blooms proliferate. Some traditional fisheries falter. And seabirds raise fewer chicks. More southerly species such as butterfish, black sea bass, squid, and even seahorses make their way to the Gulf in larger numbers. But this year seems to have been a good one for some of the Gulf's historic inhabitants.
The cooler temperatures this spring and through June probably set things up pretty well.
Donald Lyons is a senior staffer in the Audubon Society's Seabird Restoration Program based in Bremen. He says the type of plankton that flourish at cooler temperatures in the spring are also the most nutritious for small fish such as herring and sand lance. Healthier populations of those fish, in turn, flow up the food chain to the benefit of higher-level predators such as puffin and tern. And that means more food for more baby birds.
Generally, birds were more successful raising chicks, raising young, to fledging age, to when they can fly and leave the colony, much more successful than last year, and really probably above average across the board.
But the cooling trend in some of the Gulf's waters is not apparent well below the surface, and that's having a negative effect on other important species.
If you look in the deep waters, it's been 1 to 2 degrees warmer than average pretty consistently over the last 12 months.
Nick Reckert is a scientist at the Bigelow Laboratory for Ocean Sciences in East Booth Bay. He studies Gulf temperatures at depths of 100 meters and more. He wants to know what's going on with a particular zooplankton that hibernates down there, a rice-sized crustacean called Calanus finmarchicus. It's a staple in the diet of the endangered North Atlantic right whale, which have historically feasted in the eastern Gulf near Maine when the Calanus are starting to hibernate in late summer and early fall.
That's also when Calanus are the fattiest, because they pack on fats to overwinter, and so they're potentially a really valuable thing for right whales to be eating because they're so fatty. And at that time of year, it's more in the eastern Gulf of Maine, and that's when we've seen the big declines in Calanus and also the changes in right whale foraging behavior.
Record says the Eastern Gulf's deep water is warming beyond the point where Calanus can hibernate effectively. That leaves them undernourished and less nutritious for the whales. And recently, the whales appear to have been bypassing the Gulf's Bay of Fundy, scouting farther north to Canada's Gulf of St. Lawrence, where whales are discovering Calanus in abundance. But those expeditions to areas where they were not expected have put the whales at higher risk of ship strikes and entanglements. Over the last 3 years, 20 of the animals, about 5% of their remaining population, were found dead in Canadian waters.
I think of them like climate refugees, right? They've had a food resource that they've relied on for years and years and years, and that reliability has been one of the keys to successful management.
Further complicating matters, says Andrew Pershing of the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, is that the relatively cooler surface temperatures seen in the Gulf earlier this year shifted abruptly upward at midsummer, setting records on some days. And early this month, he charted a major new development, a 4,000-square-mile blob of water, much warmer than the norm.
This more somewhat subtropical water that's sort of sitting off the Gulf of Maine, and you can see it in this, in this map.
He points to a black mushroom-shaped mass to the southeast of Nova Scotia.
I've added some new colors because we're seeing more of these sort of conditions where, you know, this is 5-6 degrees Celsius above normal, which is a really, really big change in the ocean, close to a 10 degree Fahrenheit increase.
Pershing says summer-like conditions in the Gulf are now lasting a full month longer than they were just 20 years ago. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can see scientist Andrew Pershing's map of that giant blob of warm water and other data at mainepublic.org. These stories are part of a week-long reporting project covering climate now by Maine Public and more than 300 other news outlets around the world. The series comes in advance of the United Nations Climate Action Summit on Monday, September 23rd in New York. There's more information at mainepublic.org/climatenow.